This latest announcement by Kevin Rudd comes on the back of his $290 million promise to help clear dental waiting lists across the country. It is part of Labor's long-term plan to rid states of the responsibility and extend federal control of the Australian dental health system. To date, the Australian Dental Association has been critical of the promises made by both major parties towards transferring most dental services to Medicare. Vice President of the Association, Dr. Neil Hewson, has welcomed the offer, but with some reservation.
We think it's another step in the right direction, but probably too limited, and we'd like to see an overall coordinated plan for dentistry.
Federal Minister for Health and Ageing, Tony Abbott, was quick to jump at Mr. Rudd's plan, saying it was made purely for the headlines and not for patients. He says it undermines the basic principle of providing health care to everyone, in that it specifically targets teenagers and low to middle income earners. But Dr. Hewson says there is good reason to focus on this demographic.
The major problem is that these people tend to forget about their dental health. They've gone through an era where many of them have little or no decay. They have a new, busy, tiring lifestyle. They drink more sugary, acidic drinks, and so they become vulnerable. So it would be very good to encourage these people to look after their dental health. So targeting them is a good idea.
Dentist and researcher at the Australian Centre for Population Oral Health, Dr. Kay Roberts-Thompson, also disagrees with Tony Abbott's claim that the proposal is discriminatory.
It seems to me that if you're introducing a new program of any sort, it's not unreasonable to introduce it in stages and to target people who are at risk of the disease, and no matter what the disease is, and who are less able to get access to services seems a sensible approach to take.
Dr. Kay welcomes the initiative, given the large number of people without access to dental health care.
Currently, about 75% of 12 to 17-year-olds would visit a dentist in a 12-month period. About 25% of those would visit only when they've got a problem, that their last visit would have been because they had a problem. So that there is a substantial group who are probably getting less than ideal access to care.
The current state-run school-based dental care schemes are very effective, she says, in providing regular care for students.
We do have a very good existing state-supported school dental services that are available in most states and territories to all children, either freely or at very low cost. And in one or two states, that less so, but they're more targeted in those states to more disadvantaged areas. So that already exists. Only in some states and territories is that available to adolescents. And I think what's unclear at the moment is the relationship between this new program and school dental services.
She's confident that the $150 voucher will do a lot to encourage those who don't normally go for an annual checkup.
Where there's a school dental service available, I think that cost is not such a barrier. Where you don't have a school dental service available for adolescents, it may well help substantially.